This dog-walking stranger knew what he was doing, and he was telling me as he did it. That is what he wanted. He wanted me to beg him to fuck my ass. I was too far gone with insatiable lust, submissive desire, want, and most importantly, need. So between my moans and grunts of delirious, ecstatic, animalistic pleasure, I started a new mantra. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, please. Please fuck my ass, please. Please fuck my ass. Fuck my ass. Fuck my fucking ass. Fuck it now. I begged, willingly. His cock once more pulled out of my pussy. I squirted a gushing puddle of glorious gratification. Fuck my ass. Fuck my ass, I repeated breathlessly, over and over. Please, please. Finally, I felt the head of his cock press against my anus. Then, I felt its length and substantial girth slide through my sphincter muscle. My pussy started clenching uncontrollably. All thought and the power of speech left me. I screamed my pleasure loudly, grunting with every thrust. His cock was pounding my ass over and over, harder and harder. I could feel his cock getting thicker. I could feel his cock getting harder. I could hear his grunts as he pounded my ass, his balls slapping repeatedly against my swollen pussy lips. Wonderfully, suddenly, my feet lifted up off the floor, and I felt his body tense as he released his load. His cock twitched and jerked deep in my tight fucking asshole. I felt his cum explode deep inside me as I gushed uncontrollably. Endorphins exploding blissfully in my brain as wave after wave of orgasmic heat scorched and sizzled sweetly through me. I couldn't stop coming, even when he pulled his cock out. I continued to shake and quiver. He leaned forward and kissed the back of my neck tenderly, whispering, "Thank you. That's exactly how I wanted to come with you. Deep inside your ass." "Thanks once again," he whispered. "But I gotta go. My dog's outside in the heat." And with that, he exited my kitchen and was gone, leaving me in a sweaty, cum-drenched, twitching heap on my kitchen table. My legs wouldn't function. My convulsing pussy finally finished its clenching. My breathing slowly returned to normal. "Wow, I thought you just gotta love older men's cocks." "That was fucking fantastic." I still see him now and then through my window as I do dishes. He waves and I smile and wave back. He no longer lingers outside. Seems he got what he wanted, i.e. me. And I guess I got what I wanted, i.e. a hard, stiff cock fucking me. Yeah, grin. I hope you liked my story. If you liked it a lot, you can always order one. Anyway, I guess if you want me to read you a story again, you'll have to Make it worth my while. Bye for now.